Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially integral to the fabric of our very nature. Today we talk about...
I jerked off in a TJ Maxx once.
Isn't that crazy? You make it to the toilet and you still piss your pants?
Sometimes I just push too hard to fart and then, you know, some stuff comes out.
We're gonna ride the cum slide the whole way, baby.
Here we go. Start your engines.
Ring, 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 ring.
This is important.
Hell yeah, it is.
You know this.
Yeah, baby.
I'm hella amped.
Blake, did you masturbate on a flight when you were a kid watching some movie?
What's up?
Come again.
What? Where is this coming from? What is this gotcha journalism right out the gate? Jesus.
This is gotcha journalism.
Yeah.
Well, no, you said it on another podcast. I'm wondering why you're telling cool stories about masturbating on planes on other podcasts, and you're not mentioning it on our podcast when that's obviously a cool story to tell.
Well, first off, I will shout out Yabet, still a very friend of the pod, at least from this square of the circle. Yeah, I told
real?
That story on their podcast because we didn't have a podcast yet.
Well, what is their podcast? You got to call them out.
Yeah, but still is the podcast.
Oh, yeah, but still. Oh, I thought you were just saying a phrase.
Yeah, Jack Wagner, Brandon Wardell.
Yeah.
Yeah, big shout out to the pod.
Friendship.
Okay, so you want to give us that story over here, or is it you've already burned it?
Well, now I feel like they should go over to that pod and check it out there, but
Did you just hit the friendship button for them or for us?
Yeah, what was that?
For all of us.
What the fuck is happening? No.
Thank you, Durs.
This is a friendship family.
Oh, wow.
I'm feeling very interrogated right now.
Well, yeah, he jumped out the gate. He interrogated you.
I didn't mean to. I literally
It seems like you did.
You're pissed.
Yeah, you
now.
You came out hot, and I support you, but you came out
this
hot.
This isn't – I wasn't trying to get at my guy. I was just wondering. I just heard it. It was like 5 minutes ago. I heard this little clip of Blake telling this funny story, and I'm like, why – he never told this story. I feel like we've been telling jerk-off stories, J.O. Yeah, stories all the time on this podcast.
Yeah,
we're always telling some epic tales, and Blake had just left this one in the cut when I feel like this one's prime for – Blake, hit the button.
You lose.
Oh, buddy.
Whoa. Fucking no, the double diss.
You know, it came very organically in that podcast. Ooh. It wasn't like I was just like chomping at the bit to tell about the time that I J-O'd on an airplane mm-hmm. in my youth. This is pre-cum.
Okay. How old were you? Let's dive in.
This is pre-pre.
Yes.
This is pre-pre.
What's pre-pre? Just the air? The air shots?
This was when you were, it was just dusted.
Yeah, when you used to just kind of, and that was it.
He's coughing the shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I feel like a lot of women, a lot of females don't know that that was a thing. Like I told Chloe, I was telling some story a few weeks ago, and I tell Chloe this. She's like, what do you mean nothing came out? And I'm like, yeah, before you hit puberty, it doesn't come out. Yeah, and I was right. a little late hitting puberty. I was like kind of the smaller kid. And so
no mess.
He's the best.
So there was, I was like bummed when it started to happen. And I'm like, I got to clean this up every time now.
Right.
Yeah. There used to be no evidence. Now all of a sudden, there's evidence everywhere.
There's so much evidence.
Yeah.
There's so much evidence.
Well, remember when it first starts, it's just like one clear tear drop.
Oh, really? That's how you saw it?
Well, for me, yeah. It was like it was like my dick cried one tear of joy.
Huh. Okay, so you felt good.
Yeah.
You are bringing back specific memories. This is so weird.
Durs, you didn't do one single teardrop, or you just started one day, the faucet turned on, and you were
I just said you brought back like a very specific memory for me of that exact thing.
Oh, you had, so you do remember when you just had the
I didn't remember until just now, and I'm like, oh yeah. It was like, I think it was only pre, right? I think that was just what it was. It wasn't like a...
It wasn't a load.
This is important.
I don't know if there was a load. I think it was just like pre.
Oh.
I do remember this too. I'm thinking back to the first initial.
Were we there together, Kyle?
I remember yours. Yes.
Wait. Yeah.
Were we looking at the same moon, Kyle?
Same moon, Anders. You know it, buddy.
I do believe that mine went from like just only pre to a real just fucking wham bam thank you ma'am.
Yeah.
Like a real banger.
But how do you know that it's pre? How do we...
I think it's the clear.
Because the consistency, you know. Come on, man. You've tasted your... I mean, you've seen your...
Yeah.
But I mean, like at that time, was the pre coming at the end? Or what? I remember it coming at the end. I think it was just a tiny load.
So you know what the prefix pre means, right?
Yes. That means before.
Before?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what does pre stand for?
It's probably Latin or some shit, dude.
Premature?
Yeah.
Yeah, you figured it out. And that was a test, Kyle. Yes. And the smartest box in the square.
What? Wait, what do you think he just came up with?
Premature.
Premature ejaculation.
No.
No, because several words have pre in it.
Pre is a prefix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, maybe it's prefix. Maybe that's the origin.
You think pre, you think.
What? Hold on, what?
It's definitely not premature is when you jizz before you thought you wanted to.
Sure.
So then pre-cum?
Like you couldn't control it.
Sure,
right.
Sure.
Premature ejaculation.
That's what pre-cum is.
Before you really cum.
Yes.
That's what pre-cum is. So it's premature cum.
No.
No.
What the fuck? How is this tracking?
No, premature ejaculation is like when you bust too quick.
Right.
That's premature ejaculation, but ejaculation is like a verb, right? That's an action word. Pre-cum is a noun, so it's premature cum.
So what's pre-cumming, Kyle?
Ugh. Yes, points!
That'd be the same as like ejaculation.
Hey, buddy, I got an hour.
Hey, see, guys, why do you think I come out the gate so hot? Because then we start off like a fucking firecracker. 4th of July's coming up. Can't wait.
Hey, baby.
It's science.
Dogs chasing our own pre-cum tails here.
So what are you saying that pre-cum?
It's the stuff that comes before the cum.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Prematurely. Premature.
But that's not premature ejaculation.
Hang on a second. My boys are here.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. My kids just walked in. Hang on. What do you need? Yeah.
Now you know.
I don't care. Just don't eat it. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
You heard it from your uncles. Now you know. All right? Cat's out of the bag. That's what pre-cum is, okay? Now shut up about it.
That shit's important.
So pre-cum is just pre-cum.
Isaac's saying a preposition previous to before.
Right.
Previous.
So previous cum. So previous on
previously cum. On cum.
Like, it's just something that goes at the beginning of a word that means previous. Like how, like un at the beginning of a word, like is that, so it's the opposite, like unlocked. means it's not locked.
Oh my God, how did words even start though?
Hey, let's get into it.
What?
Yeah, let's really unpack. I feel like we're the guys.
Here's I want to rewind a second to when Blake was jerking off on this airplane.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who are you with, by the way?
Yeah, how old were you? I want some details here. Maybe you don't want to tell the whole story. Maybe we're only going to get part of the story, but I think it's important.
Well, and what's wild, I just got done texting my dad about how he listens to the podcast while he does his biking, and I'm like, okay, well, the way this...
Cycling? He's a cyclist as well.
Fitness! Mm-hmm. Fitness!
What's up, Dad?
Well, the way this came about is I used to, because I came from a divorce home, but I still would go in between...
Well, why don't you cry about it?
My mother and father's house.
You lose!
But... I would take a plane to see my dad because he lived in Southern California. So I was an unintended minor on planes quite a bit.
So how old were you when you started jerking off on planes regularly?
Well, so this is what I was talking about on Yeah, But Still, is we were talking about how, like, Game Pro magazines, there was a time when, like, Tomb Raider was the hot shit and, like, virtual titties were, like...
Lara Croft?
Yeah, they were all up in the building. So I'd be flipping through the Game Pro... Mm-hmm. And I'd see, like, Dead or Alive Volleyball, which was, like, this...
DOA? I remember that.
Yeah, where it was just, like, fake video game titties, but it got my young dick on. Oh, boy. Okay.
So, once again, how old...
So it was last year.
We're just like, why are we circling the bowl here?
I know. I'm trying to get any information. You're telling all the shit that we're not asking about. I'm asking your age.
I like it, Blake. I like your story, Blake. I dig it.
I like it, too. I'm just saying he's being cagey with the details.
Mm-hmm. I would probably say it was in junior high, right? That's probably when Tomb Raider was firing and I wasn't. You know, I was still shooting blanks. Like,
I wonder if we can find out exactly what flight it was, because there's like records of this, right?
You were shooting blanks in junior high, bro. Oh my god!
You know that about me?
I was full blown loading.
I was a late bloomer, guys.
Sorry,
big time late bloomer.
Hey, question. What? So I think like the hentai titties are pretty cool, but why is it that every hentai video, the like super hot chicks with the giant titties also have like a monster hog cock? What is that? There's not just one straight up sex.
I don't know hentai very well. I apologize.
I'm also not in that world.
It's like the CGI porno where you're like, you click on it and you go, oh, this could be cool, and you're like, whoa, look how good the graphics have come. It's pretty hot. And then it's just a giant veiny hog on a woman, and you're like, it's not really my thing. Is there any...
Yeah, well, it's some people's thing, okay? Don't kink shame, okay?
Right.
But it's all of it. I'm saying, is there a little something for the freaks like me that still like it natch?
Natural cartoon porn.
Well, have you looked up hentai woman no dick?
Yeah, have you Googled that? Hentai woman no dick?
That's too much. I don't want to start Googling
Then you're in the weeds. Then you're a hentai guy, okay? You don't want to be a hentai
guy.
Right,
I don't want to be a hentai guy. And no offense to the hentai guy.
Maybe try Googling specifically what you'd like.
I know, but like then I'm like seeking.
He's
it
an
out.
Accidental. He's like, a,
yes,
oh,
thank
oops,
you, Adam.
Oops, this video. How did this come into the queue? I'm not a familiar.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I get it. The rabbit
what
hole.
Is this?
I get it. You're stumbling.
The ripping and the tearing.
What is this demon fucking a woman here? I'll just click on that.
Right.
Yes, Durs. This is what. Here's what I'll say about any animated pornography. It gets weird quick. It's right. Like a portal to bizarre right. stuff. You right. know, no kink shaming, but it gets weird. It has a dark side to it as well.
Well, we can kink shame some
also
stuff, because some stuff right. is, you know, fucking a bizarre.
Saying
world.
It's bizarre, mm-hmm. saying it's bizarre doesn't necessarily mean it's shameful. It's just saying it is bizarre. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's dissect the word bizarre with the root word bi.
Okay.
So that means two. Czar.
Pre-bizarre.
A czar was a king or a sultan in mid-century Russia, right?
How old something? Were you when you jerked off on flights, Blake?
I was 20!
Yummy!
I don't have a pinpoint date. I will try to find the Game Pro, and that got me going.
Well, will you tell us about the plane?
The experience.
The equipment, as they call it?
The experience. Did you wait? Was it a nighttime flight? Was this midday? Yeah. Were you going there in the middle of the morning?
Tell me about, like, the seat situation.
Who were you sitting next to?
Is this, like, a... one seat on the other side and two on the other? Because you're just flying from LA, from what airport to what?
It's a 45-minute flight.
And what kind of pants are you rocking? Sweatpants?
Are these sweatpants?
This is middle school.
You're unaccompanied. Who were you sitting next to?
There's details that are foggy, but it was not a night flight. It was like an afternoon flight.
Wild man.
Afternoon flight.
And there was a gentleman sitting next to me, but he was sleeping.
Wait,
Did you sleep attack?
A gentleman sleeping. There was a gentleman sleeping next to you.
I know for damn certain you guys must have had an instance in your teenage horniest years that you J-O'd a time or place that was inappropriate, or you just should have kept it on.
Yeah, sure.
Blake, we're not talking about us. It's in the hundreds, if not thousands, but we're talking about you right now.
Yeah. We didn't go on another podcast to talk about it, okay?
Hey, yeah. See, we bring our dirty stories to this podcast. Mm-hmm.
It was pre This Is Important. So,
and what does that mean? Before?
Yes, it was before we had.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you were prematurely.
This is important.
I was prematurely spilling my J.O. beans on another podcast.
Wait, this is pre-cum, or this is pre. Okay, so you just did an air pop on an airplane.
I did an air pop on an airplane pre-AirPods, so we know that's the time frame.
Well, that's the best time to do something like that, when you're dry popping.
Yeah.
That's when you can get away with it. Tell your kids.
Because you don't have to clean up anything.
Well, let's not phrase it like that's when you can get away with it.
No, this is what I'm going to tell my kids.
It is, though.
Yeah, and that's why we are living in a worse time. Where now children, when they're alone and they're just in their horniest state and they're just jiggling on the flight a little bit, and just the bounce is making their balls just kind of
turbulent,
just right,
just off the seat, and the air pressure is kind of fucking them up, there's a stewardess there and she's a living woman, so that's crazy.
She's a walking, talking woman.
And then there's a guy who's asleep next to you. Is that a weird thing that turns you on for no reason?
That forearm hair he's got?
Maybe you're watching Space Jam, Lola Bunny.
But nowadays, everyone has a goddamn video camera in their pocket called a cell phone, and the kids are not safe to jerk off anymore.
Right.
Thank you. You can't get away with nothing.
Because what was the worst thing that was going to happen in the, dare I say, best decade, Blakey, the 90s, the worst thing that was going to happen is that guy's going to wake up and just see little froey Blake just all froed out, just yanking his meat stick.
Under a game pro.
I got a big fucking boner right now. You know, and that would be a weird encounter. You'd land.
We'd have a laugh about it.
You'd have a laugh.
He'd tell my dad.
The guy next to you definitely just gives you a nod. He's like, been there.
This is important.
This is also pre 9/11, so he'd see my father as soon as we got off the flight, and he'd be like,
right,
dude, your son, I caught him looking at Lara Croft. He's all right, all right.
They all chest bump.
He's all right.
I like how he backs. Yeah, he's all right, all right.
All right. Cartoon women? I guess he's all right.
Tomb Raider?
I wish the stewardess came by and was like, said something like, is that your peanuts? And you thought you said penis, and you like really freaked out, but your peanuts were like on the ground.
Well, you know, that's the greatest Ace Ventura bit ever, where she's peanuts.
Well, don't you have it? Where he's like, it's kind of hefty, but I consider it a carry-on. Don't you have it?
Yeah, I do have it somewhere. Yeah,
it's bulky, but I consider it a carry-on.
It's bulky, but I consider it carry-on.
There it was.
Right.
Boom.
Like, she's taking your trash, and she's like, can I grab your nuts? And you're like, excuse me?
Right.
And you're like, the rapper? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Do you mind if I lick your nuts? What? Well, if you're not going to eat them, I love licking just the salt off them. I don't want the calories.
Do you mind if I suck your cock?
What?
I mean, you're salted nuts.
I was talking to the farmer behind you.
That's what you wish. Yeah. I mean, when you're a teenage boy, all you're thinking about is the possible porno situation that could
arise. Yeah,
just when you're a teenager.
Teenage 20s, too. Also when you're in your 20s, too, right? I mean, that's
true.
Stop.
Sometimes I have drive-through interactions where I'm
this
like...
This is important.
Kyle's over there like, I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, I mean, you're allowed
I'm
to help.
I'm still a red-blooded American man.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm allowed to imagine things, right. All right? Were you going to take away my imagination?
I never will.
I already took away his president.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Thank you, God.
Fucking thing sucks.
You know what's crazy? We're so politically charged, guys. I keep thinking about how charged we are politically.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It's incredible.
Let's get politically charged.
Drives
dude,
us.
Let's talk about it. Ross Perot, where do we stand?
Yeah.
Can I finish?
Bro, can I finish?
Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish?
I want to get a lizard named Newt Gingrich. What else is funny than just. Okay. Political.
Yes, punch!
We are. We're so political.
Newt Gingrich, who stole Christmas.
Ooh, the Newt Gingrich stole the election. I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yes, hot button, punch! Hot button.
Hey, guys. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Holy smokes! Thanks to Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, you frickin' bonehead! Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/important. That's rocketmoney.com/important. rocketmoney.com/important.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/this is. That's hims.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
I'm going to Chicago this weekend, guys.
Okay.
Whoa, that's politically hot.
Here we go. Hot button issue.
The Windy City.
What are you going to do there, dude?
Oh. Yeah, what's going down?
I'm going to mostly eat hot dogs and then be with my family, too.
Okay, cool.
That'll be a fun trip.
Yeah, it's like a July 4th get back. I haven't been to Evanston, Illinois in over 2 years.
Whoa.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. Wait, so it's like summertime shy, right? Haven't we heard like that's where dreams are?
It's going off. Mm.
Okay.
Basically, it seems, because I've been in this little bubble here in South Carolina, Charleston, for 3 months, and here COVID's been over for a while, but elsewhere, less so. So is Chicago like right back at it? Are they fully open? I have friends in New York that are like, it's open.
It's open, but it's, you know, it's a big city. So, like, I'm sure there could be, like, just a spike and then everyone would be back, throw masks on. But, you know, I feel like a lot of people vaxxed, throw a mask on, you can still hit up a grocery store, or, like, they might just, because it's summertime, they might be, like, no dining indoors for a little bit, you know. Who knows?
That's my thing.
Who knows? Yeah.
Dersey Fauci.
You're gonna find out.
With me and Adam being on the South, Fauci. Not to get freaking politically charged, but we're over
dude,
here.
Do it.
Well, dude, that, we can't help it, that's though. Fine. We can't help it. We're so charged.
We're so charged politically.
It drives us. I need to know.
Dude, the red, the blue, the donkeys, the elephants.
For real.
I guess green party's a thing?
The bipartisan. Oh, gosh, the birthday party.
Mm. Okay. Oh, what's next? The birthday party?
Yes,
that is, that's Kanye's party, yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Of course. Of course.
That was on the tip of Kyle's tongue.
That's my president. Okay, thank you.
Okay, yep. Kanye.
We know.
Blake, what were you going to say? Clear. Very clear. You seemed pretty charged over there about something politically.
Yeah, you were charged.
I kind of cooled down a little bit. No, it was just like in the South, there's so much no masking and like nobody is really like the rules are slightly.
And you're being a bitch about it?
Well, no, I'm starting to see my L.A. homies starting to post this shit like I don't even fucking know. Delta, I haven't watched the news while I'm out
Delta
here.
Delta variant, bro. It's political.
And they're like, we're masking up again. I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna.
Nah, so I'm all good on that.
Did you jerk off on a Delta flight?
That's damn right. That's the Delta I know.
Okay. That's the variant right there.
That's the damn variant.
Very fucking something.
I don't know. It just is weird having the perspective of being like out of Los Angeles and you just see how they really do head that shit. Like, I guess it comes from a good place. Like, let's be safe. Let's be careful. Let's protect everybody. Mm-hmm. But goddamn, I did not want to see that shit popping.
That's because there's about 10 million people all in a very small area.
Truly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I do believe it's about population.
For sure.
Yes.
Blake came and visited me this past weekend.
I did.
And
no fair.
It was great.
No fair.
It was no fair. It was very, very fun. We had a blast.
We did.
And this is what Blake does the night before he's leaving. We go out, we party, we have a great night. We drink until we close the bar down. Mm-hmm. It's like this bar on the beach. There was a band playing. We were sitting out by the beach. They were serving us drinks like well after they should have been. Mm-hmm. We're hammered.
Mm-hmm. This is the way.
We drive the golf cart back home. It's good. I'm like, mm-hmm. It's 2:30 at night. I'm like, hey, time to wind down. Mm-hmm. And Blake, and I'm like, should we smoke a joint or something? And Blake goes, oh, fuck, dude. Oh, man. Uh-oh. Shit.
Uh-oh. I'm still going to send it.
And I go, what's up? And he goes, I didn't think they'd come. And I go, what's that now? And he goes, I invited some people over. And I got to go to bed, dude. I got to drive 5 hours tomorrow because he was going to the Atlanta Hawks game. He was driving from Charleston to Atlanta. And I go, what? All of a sudden, ding dong, there's five people at 2:33 a.m. at my house.
Yep.
Blake goes, oh, awesome, good to see you. And I'm like, all right, I guess we'll just like make our way to the backyard, sit by the pool or whatever. And we make our way to the backyard. All of a sudden, Blake has ghosted us.
Nice.
Whoa.
Now more people show up.
What?
They've invited people. And so more people are in my backyard.
And this is your place? So now all these people, these are randos?
No, these aren't randos.
No, we've been partying with them throughout the day.
Okay.
We've been partying with them, and Blake knew them from before, and they were all very nice people.
Okay, so they are acquaintances. These are not like all right. That reframes the story for me.
But I had only met them this weekend. It's not like I know these people.
So it's a little much that they know where you live.
Oh,
a little much.
Okay.
Well, they're not locals.
Even that. It was the fact that it was 3 a.m.
Yes.
And now Chloe's like, well, I'm going to bed. It's 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. So she goes to bed, and now it's just me, it's 3 a.m. We're all drunk. The only thing you can do in that situation is drink.
Dance. Yep, drink for sure.
It's just drink until you've ruined the next day, like fully ruined. Like you go to bed at 3 in the 3 a.m. hour, you can savor the next day. But 5, 6 a.m., you're fucked.
Hey.
Were they politically charged or just regular people?
Dude. There wasn't that much chargeness, and I think that's why I wasn't willing to stay up until 6 or 7.
It's tough.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you get in a good conversation that's like going back and forth politically, like the time just flies, you know? it flies.
What's the line you threw out? Did you say like, you know, guys, I'm gonna call it, and then everyone's like, okay, or you just—
No. I went the opposite.
He sent it.
I went the opposite way. I was like trying to clean my— I have a whole fridge that's just beer. It's stocked. I was like, maybe we try to finish this motherfucker.
Okay.
Like I was like, we're going for it.
That's fun. See, yeah, I was like, what's the task at hand?
And then they got to like 5 a.m. And then I think they were like, okay, he's going harder than we want to go.
Right.
We're bailing. And somehow there's not a— in Charleston, the Ubers are like damn near impossible to find. Right. Somehow they got an Uber at 5:30 a.m. to come pick them up, and they're like, "Oh, good, this Uber came." We had a few that that did cancel on us, and I'm like, "If you guys want a beer for the road,"
so you were still going.
Yeah, I was going, and then the next day I go to like clean up all the beers. I'm handing them so many different beers. I'm handing them a bunch of Ashland. I'm like, "Taste this one, taste this one."
Yep, for sure.
I'm handing them all like Coors Lights, everything, and there was like everybody drank like 5 sips of each beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were just all full?
Right.
Yeah, everything was full. Because they were just like sipping, and meanwhile, I'm like crushing, going like, another round! And they're like, we're good.
It sounds like you were being a great host.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a bad thing.
Yeah, it's cool that you went like really hard.
Yeah.
You went great in the situation.
Yeah, I did.
Bro.
Yeah.
You went great.
I know, it worked out, but I'm saying I love that me and Blake are close enough that he felt comfortable leaving me in that situation.
Now, Blake, what's your perspective on the situation? How did this... What'd you do?
I mean, that's about right. I mean, I threw out the bat signal to the homies we were partying with earlier in the night. I'm like, hey, we're out at these bars. And then I guess I was like, we're going to head to Adams. But they didn't get out there till I was like, my head has to hit the pillow. Because I had to drive all the way back to Atlanta. And if I would have gone to bed at 5, I would have died on the drive for sure.
Yeah, it was a really rough next day.
How far is that drive? 5 hours?
Yeah, 5 hours.
I was talking to my homies the other day, and they brought back a story of when they were driving back from Madison to Chicago, Madison, Wisconsin, Chicago. They pulled
Illinois?
What?
Illinois, Chicago, Illinois.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Is this going to get political?
dude, I'm charged.
They were so hungover, they just pulled over on the side of the freeway and went to sleep in like the ditch for like an hour and a half.
Dude, the thought crossed my mind. I was so close to doing that.
Because they were like, I can't. I'm gonna barf. I'm gonna crash. Let's just pass out.
That's how MJ's dad was murdered. You can't do that.
That's right. You can't do that. No, not on the side of the road.
No. Get to a spot. Didn't. They weren't in the car. They went like to sleep in the grass.
Oh, even safer.
Amongst the snakes.
How crazy is that?
That's insane.
You could have done that.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is 40.
You're like a 20-year-old college.
We're getting older. We need to be making a little bit better decisions. I mean, I remember back in the day, me and Austin Anderson, mm-hmm. friend of the pod,
yes, sir.
We would drive up to Santa Barbara when we were like 18 years old, and we'd go to Santa Barbara, and then we'd walk around and look for open houses and meet the kids that were renting their rooms, like on what is that main drag called? Like Playa Vista, I think.
Mm-hmm. And sounds real.
Would go and be like interested in like renting a room, and then would be like, well, what are you guys doing tonight? Maybe we should party and see our future roommates. And
high-speed bro bond.
And then everyone had parties. So
what?
We did that like 5 different places.
This get is all how these like people's, murderers prep people.
Get all these people's numbers. And then at that night, we would just like call each one and be like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, hey, meet us at this party. These guys might rent a room. We just wanted to go party.
I'm still going
to
say.
And why did you want to do that up in Santa Barbara as opposed to where you guys were in college?
Just because it was a fun thing. It was a fun thing to go do because we hadn't experienced Santa Barbara yet. So we were just like, let's go up. And then we would end up, we did this like 3 times and we ended up.
Would you crash at their houses?
We did twice. And one time, this is what kind of percolated this memory was. Once I tried to sleep in the car with Austin, like we just pulled over on the side of the road and just started to sleep, and he was snoring so loudly that I just slept in the yard next to the car, the car. And I remember like just people were I remember just a girl was jogging at like 6:30 in the morning. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Just shaking her head at you.
Rock, dude.
You just roll over and start doing push-ups and you're like, you got to get after it. Am I right?
Yeah.
And just immediately go back to sleep.
Early bird gets the worm. Yeah.
I do push-ups in my own puke.
There was a time when I was so drunk and I drove down to Orange County from L.A. From
allegedly.
School. Allegedly.
Goodbye.
Yeah, allegedly. Drove down to see Blake at his father's house. And I was so wasted, and I think I did some cocaine that night. Oh. And then
allegedly.
I made phone calls. I remember making phone calls the whole way down and then finding a beach and then sleeping on the beach.
Yeah.
And
this is when the listeners go, yep, that's why he's the sober friend.
Dude, I slept on the beach and woke up at 11 a.m. and there was a volleyball game happening like over me.
That's amazing.
You just woke up. You need a fourth, man.
Super sunburned.
Dude, I was fully jean jacketed out too. Like I had jean jacket on, man. Sunglasses, pants, and just like.
I bet you had a really sick trucker hat during that time too. I remember that, Kyle.
I feel like there's a detail you're missing, Kyle.
What's the detail?
Kyle, did you not have like a fake silver grill in your mouth? Like teeth?
Yeah, probably, dude. Probably.
I feel like you might have woke up with some like a fake grill in your mouth.
Yeah.
Do you think they thought you washed up from the shore?
They thought you were a pirate.
Oh my God, a pirate from another time.
It's a shipwrecked man.
That man is shipwrecked.
It's a dirty brown water pirate.
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
That's my best friend.
This is pre-Carl from Workaholics, so there's no explanation other than you were an insane Captain Jack Sparrow, probably pre-Captain Jack.
Yeah, I feel like when we were younger, we were just more willing to sleep places that weren't
pliable.
Yeah.
Well, you don't run the numbers in your head of survival. You just go, yeah, I'm going to go to bed right here.
Right.
I'm betting that in the Ozarks, I'm just going to find a corner of wherever we're sleeping, and I'm just going to do the hands in the armpits, just laying on the floor style.
I hope that's for you. That's it.
I'm going to just sleep in a little owl's house in a tree, fold up in a little ball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Adam doesn't like owls.
Sleeping at a bachelor party is honestly the hardest thing to get accomplished. Like you don't have a room, you don't have anything. You don't think about that when planning the bachelor party, and then like 20 people are on this house, and you're like, what the fuck are we doing?
I love the dude in the bachelor party emails. Is like, yeah, but for real though. the bed situation. What's the deal? Need my 8 hours.
It's a free for all when you get
there. Dude, bachelor party email chains are the funniest thing because it's just.
Yeah. It will be a free for all. There is no special treatment. Whoever gets off that bus or whatever we're using to pick all you guys up first and gets into the rooms. That's yours, man.
It's yours.
But Adam, what you're saying makes sense, but bachelor parties don't make sense because somebody's going to knock out early and be in your bed and you're going to be like, right. Oh, fuck.
And that's when you throw.
And if you throw a piece of pizza up my asshole, I'm going to kill you at your bachelor party, buddy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but that would be good for the pod, man. You got to do it for the pod.
That's true. We're going to live stream the entire thing.
Drama.
We do it for the pod, man.
You have to.
That shit's important.
Maybe I'll get like a fucking tent or something and just like plan on going outside.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Maybe that's the move.
You think nobody's going to be in that tent? I'm going to fuck with you, bro. If you're in a tent out there, I'm gonna be a bear.
Oh, we're cuddling, we're keeping each other warm. Durs, what are you talking about?
There's some things gonna happen in that tent. I'm excited for what goes down in the tent.
69, dudes!
Or like one of those hammocks, like a pocket hammock or something. That's probably a good
move. A good move. Yeah, those hammocks that are like nylon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Five guys will definitely piss on you.
Yeah, just kick me. Just fucking kick me and try to swing me around and shit.
Five late 30s, damn near 40-year-olds are gonna be peeing on you.
I like to practice my drop kicks on the dude in the hammock.
Yeah. Get him.
Fucking, I'll be sleeping in here. There's a pile of shit in here, huh? Okay. All right. I guess I will be sleeping somewhere else. Huh.
Yo, let's drop kick this thing.
Okay.
Hammock's ruined. Okay. All right. Hammock's
Kyle
ruined.
Tried,
cool.
Kyle tried to go to bed at 9 o'clock. Damn.
I'm tired, dude. I'm fucking tired, bro.
I'm just bringing a pillow. I think I'm going to bring like a little camping pillow. That's all I need. Hands and armpits, passing
well,
out.
Well, Blake just stayed here with me this past weekend, and he didn't undo the covers, didn't get under the covers.
He's a monster.
He slept on top of the covers, and it also doesn't even look like he used a pillow.
Did I do that?
Well, yeah, Blake's nuts.
He didn't get under the covers, and it seemed like he went out of the way to not use pillows.
But this is the same dude who in hotels will not sleep on the bed. He'll just sleep on the floor with like the comforter.
Oh yeah, what the fuck is that
weird
shit?
Wild stuff.
He'll sleep on the floor next to the bed.
It's my weirdest friend.
Blake is the weirdest guy I know. The fact that he just invited a bunch of people over at 3 a.m., then goes to bed, then doesn't go underneath the covers. No. Very nice. It's a very nice house. These guest rooms are great. I could see if this is like a dorm room or something, and you're like, I don't know, there might be all kinds of weird shit underneath here. It's like, these are linens, right, Blake? You could have slept with linens.
These are linens and things.
Honestly, I think in my mind, I don't do it because I get hot easily when I sleep, so I just sleep on top.
Yeah.
We also, first night, explained to him how the thermostat upstairs worked. I was is yours, so you could do it whatever. If you like it really cold, you could just put it really cold. And he's like, right on. Mm-hmm. Did not touch the thermostat. Slept on top of the covers, though.
In his clothes.
In his clothes, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I didn't peel down. I
just didn't get comfortable. Like, didn't even try to get comfortable. Nah. What's up with that?
I can't do that. I run hot. I got to get the clothes off.
Yeah.
I mean, I was exhausted. I was done.
Sure.
Yeah, we were going hard, man.
Yeah, we went.
Probably sleep better under the covers, man.
True.
Like
true.
In a nice, cool room. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I was
Z's.
So tired. I guess it's because I sleep on the floor.
I slept in my jeans on top of the bed.
Huh.
Dude, the more I think, like that weird drunk sleep where you're not awake, but you wake up like you didn't sleep at all.
Yeah, it's called alcohol poisoning. You're almost dead.
Hot,
you know
hot,
that,
hot.
You know that weird sleep? It's not sleep necessarily, but you can't move and the room is spinning. You know that?
Sleep paralysis.
Yes.
No, when the Grim Reaper visits you.
You know that? When you, yeah, we know it. We know it well.
We had a lot of fun this weekend. That's all I'll say.
I will say that it took like so long to not be drunk for me that next day. Like, I understand why you had to stop drinking because you drink until 5-6 a.m. You would have been drunk for part of that drive home, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, no. I was making the responsible choice by going to bed at 3 in the morning.
Yes.
What'd you eat for breakfast before you left? How'd you get your mind right?
He didn't. He didn't even grab coffee. We have coffee here.
What'd you do for 5 hours? You hit a gas station?
I called him like a half hour into his drive. When I woke up, he's like, yeah, I left like a half hour, 45 minutes ago, something like that. And I'm like, oh, cool. You get anything to eat here? And he goes, no, I really could use a coffee or something, though. And I'm like, you didn't stop to get yourself something? And he's like, no.
Even before you left the house?
Dude, leaves no trace. This cat, no. you don't know where he's been, where he's going.
It's not malicious, dude. I just don't think about it.
You're a stupid dumbass.
It's wild, though. Like,
I forgot to eat last week.
Yeah, there's a kitchen there. There's coffee pods right there. God, it'd be nice.
Look, I had like half a can of Coke Zero in the car from the day before. So I kind of weaned off of that.
Truly insane.
So you're good to go. You're good to go.
Wait, so when you went to the gas station, because it's a five-hour drive, you got to go.
Yes.
You ain't go inside and just get like a fucking
jerk
taquito?
Off? Oh, jerk I thought you
get a GameStop. What's it called? A game.
Yeah, well, Blake, we've established you like to jerk off in weird scenarios. Yeah.
Did you kick it in the car? Did you
feel the need?
Did you do it?
I'm reformed, man. That's not how I get down anymore. That was junior high.
That's
me.
Not how you are anymore.
But you didn't get like Doritos or like a fucking Twix? Or Skittles?
Skittles?
I would have loved a Twix. I would have loved Skittles. Those would have been delicious. Yes. But here's
one,
the thing.
One-two punch.
Best candy.
I was headed straight for the Atlanta Hawks game, and we had a box where there was a whole, like, going to be a whole buffet. So I saved room.
5 hours later, after drinking all day and all night.
Yeah. Eyes on the prize.
That's why you're a natural hard body.
Were you able to stop and, like, clean up or anything? Or did you just go straight there?
You know what I would have done? I would have stopped at a diner. By myself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would have gotten a weird, like, what's great about the South is you're driving on these backcountry roads, and there's just, like, a legit old school
roans
on the backcountry roads, and there's, like, legit old school cute diners everywhere.
Yo, my man loves cute diners.
You could have just stopped at one of them, had yourself a pancake, an egg, had a few cups of coffee.
Dude,
then,
a Southern Slam? Just some biscuits and gravy?
Yeah.
And then got on the road, dude.
I know. Well, I will say, like,
hit a Canes?
What he did is he didn't stop. He didn't drink one drink of water. He just white-knuckled it for 5 hours straight.
Damn right.
Until he was at the Atlanta Hawks game.
Well, because I will say that on the drive up to you in South Carolina, I did like stop off to go to like a truck stop, like, oh, this will be cute, this little diner or whatever. There's a mm-hmm. big sign. Mm-hmm. I pulled up and it just kind of wasn't cute at all. It felt kind of backwoods to me. So I'm like, nah, I'm going to go. And then
yeah, but that's the cool shit, dude. You got to get a little backwoods. You look like you act like.
Try the chili.
I know you don't think you fit in, but with that hair, dude, you fit in.
I don't know. I didn't see a lot of long hairs out our way.
No.
Yeah.
I've seen Easy Rider. Have you seen Easy Rider? They get smoked just for being long hairs in that movie.
Yeah, that was 1967 or something.
Yeah,
shit,
that was a while ago. What?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Easy Rider. That shit's troublesome. Mm-hmm.
That has
again, half century ago.
Oh, shit. That shit that did happen in a movie 50 years ago.
That shit is troublesome.
But
bro.
Here's what I'm thinking. So you got to the game. You went straight to the game, as we've established.
Mm-hmm.
No shower, no wipe your nuts, nothing, right?
No, he changed clothes. Blake is a cleanly man.
He did that. Yeah.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But as far as good. You get there, you didn't eat first. You
did
grabbed
you
a drink first.
Off, and
well,
good.
You
good
had a beer
question.
Before you ate anything, right?
That is absolutely. Right.
Absolutely. I got that a Michelob Ultra. They were free.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you eat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a nice bread. I had two hot dogs. I had two slices of pizza.
Oh,
I had some
okay.
chicken.
Okay.
I had some coleslaw. I had a salad.
And
then you beat off.
Hey, when you heard the dribbling of those balls, did it get something inside of you just kind of going? That you had to dip off into the bathroom?
Yes, sir.
Jerk off?
The squeaking of the shoes?
No, I don't go to the bathroom. I was just in the box with everybody else. I just threw like one of the free t-shirts over my lap and then just get it done, dude.
Yeah,
everybody's like, why is he going so apeshit over the free t-shirt? You're like, me, right here, me. They're like, I guess Blake Anderson really wants this free t-shirt. Here you go, buddy.
Thunk, thunk. Throw it to him.
Gonna get another one.
Oh, yes.
Man. Let me get a couple over here, dude.
I don't know. Yeah, he just piles them on his lap and sits right there. It's like, it's pretty chill, I guess.
It's a joke. Keep sending them. It's funnier. The more I get, it's funnier.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude. Hey, TII Nation, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible.
Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Like we said before, Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees. No, really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Boom. You just had a braingasm learning about how transparent Visible is.
Now head on over to Visible.com so you can switch. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
Yeah, we do. If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from the farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door.
Yeah, man, but I'm like wondering what makes them stand out. Well, I'm going to tell you, because I found out. Clean ingredients and scannable labels. No more mysteries, just transparency. Speaking scannable labels, you see the extract hemp batch your product came from? As safe and dependable as grandma's meatloaf recipe. And they have all sorts of products, including gummies, balm sticks, skin repair cream, capsules, and more.
You know, my personal favorite is the sleep tincture. One of my favorite words to say, tincture. It really helps you relax at night so you can have a restful night of sleep. Really helps me relax. That's right, Lazarus Naturals, where quality meets simplicity. It's a game changer in the world of CBD.
So, for a straightforward and transparent CBD experience, give Lazarus Naturals a go. Your wellness journey just got a reliable partner.
Visit their website at LazarusNaturals.com today and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com code THISIS. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. I jerked off in a TJ Maxx once.
And this was important.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
I think we might be a little premature on ending it.
I'm a man.
Wait, did you? Because you remember like the most legit hiding spot when you were like in,
oh,
like,
in the circle?
Department stores was you'd go through the clothes into the middle.
Oh, yeah. The best.
No, it wasn't. I must have been like 12, 13, something like that.
I was at the register.
And yeah, I was at the register. I just locked eyes. Beautiful. Like, looked like a wolf, this dude. And no, I was sitting in a chair. I'm like waiting for my mom to buy shit. And it's just TJ Maxx. There's just shit everywhere.
I'm listening.
There's not a lot of people around. I'm like wearing a big jacket and I'm like wearing a coat, you know. It's winter in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And I just jerked off. I was bored. It was out of boredom.
Right.
It was like a jerk off out of boredom.
Yeah.
And but then I noticed a security guard who was kind of looking at me. And it's kind of hard to jerk off and not like move your arm. So
yeah.
I think he probably was like, this motherfucker's jerking off in this TJ Maxx.
Right.
But then I couldn't stop because I was too far down the process. So I just kept going, even though I'm pretty sure I was already spotted.
Yeah.
Like spotted, like you spotted your pants, like you were preeing.
You were preeing? Was that the first time
spot
you preed?
Pre on you?
The pants were messed up. What I did is I went in the bathroom afterwards and threw them away.
Mm.
Oh, I've done that.
And you're like, Mom, I want to buy these pants. Mm. I'm going to wear them out of the TJ Maxx.
Squared out. You threw your pants away? You threw your undies
no,
away?
No, not the pants, the undies. The undies, yes.
Yeah, I've thrown my undies away when I sharted before.
My Joe Boxers.
Oh, Kyle, do tell about your sharting.
Oh, lots of. I've sharted.
So you were jacking off and then sharted?
Squared out.
Well, yeah, I was jacking off. That was all clean. This was pretty. No, dude, I've just thrown my undies away because I have shit myself before, like while on a shift at Brendan Theaters.
Dude, me too. We both shit our pants at the same job.
Diarrhea. Did you guys think you ate something? What happened?
I think we threw them out in the same place too, right? Like that next door spot. Fucking, I love teriyaki. Did you throw them out there?
Yummy.
You guys ate at a place called I Love Teriyaki.
Yeah. It was bomb, dude. They'd give discounts to everybody who worked at Brennan Theaters, and it was very delicious. But still it was rich.
Yeah. It was. It was very rich.
Not worth it.
So you guys, it's happened to me. It must have been a few times, but just the one time that I really remember it was the stand-up comedy night that I said in one of the very first podcasts.
Yeah, the whole turd.
Right.
Where, the whole turd came out and I put it in the potted plant wrapped in a napkin. But this, it sounds like it happens fairly frequently to you, Kyle. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's all the veggies? Do you think maybe you need...
Squared out.
No. This is something that's been going on since I was the meat eater. I just have, like, leakage.
You got a seepage situation.
It's a seep situation. Yeah, just like...
A loose O? What are we thinking? Like, your sphincter's loose?
You blew your O-ring?
No, sometimes I just push too hard to fart, and then, you know, some stuff comes out. You know, it's like, that's what happens.
It is a delicate dance, and sometimes you're like, I got total control of... Nope, I just shit my pants.
I have a fart right now if you guys would like to hear it. Would you like to hear
it?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Nah, okay. I don't.
Oh my God, dude.
What? Dude.
Was that real?
Stereo. Surround sound. Now in Dolby.
That didn't sound real at all.
Was that real, Bam?
Smells real, Bam.
Oh.
Smells real.
My God.
Yeah.
Is it real?
No, so I have great farts, like fantastic farts, and I always want to hear them, and I always want to give my best when I have my performance. And sometimes it's shit.
If I may.
You may.
I just want to say, like, based on hearing the, like, the snap, crackle, and pop of your butthole, it does not sound like it's very tight. Like, I feel like things would slip out of that.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
There was, like, extra clappage.
Just from the audio, you could tell that things could slide out.
Yeah, I mean, it just had a flatness to it, you know, kind of like a little too loose and slappy, you know?
Yeah, it popped.
I got the poo on me.
It popped.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that's in a correct assessment.
And then you gave it, I thought it was all done, and then you gave it extra.
Yeah.
Which tells me, that's when you're really playing with fire.
That's when seepage happens.
Right.
It's also when the funniest farts happen, when you think you're done and then you hit them again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
A little pulsing action is good for the comedy.
It's science.
We're not saying it isn't.
Right. Right. Yeah. But yes, it comes with a raw deal where sometimes you shit yourself.
Yeah. Hey, man, you play with fire, you get burned. You know?
The raw deal of shit yourself every once in a while. I agree, brother.
Well, you know when it started happening? When I was like obsessed with lighting my farts on fire.
Right.
Oh, like
torquing? Are we talking about torquing?
Wait, torquing?
Torquing.
Is that what you call it? Torquing?
Yeah, we call it torquing.
Oh, that's chorging versus torquing.
It's not torching?
We called it torquing.
Why did you call it that?
And this is just lighting your farts on fire?
What's the reason?
I don't know. That's how I learned it at summer camp, and I used to fucking torque it up.
You know what I think happened? I think they said torching. You said torquing. No one told you otherwise. Then you took that home from summer camp.
From Southern camp. Southern camp. Mama, they're out here talking.
They teach you how to be more Southern. Do you think that, because torquing doesn't make any sense. Torching makes perfect sense.
I will say a couple things. That's okay. Possible.
Right.
I'll say that's possible. Secondly, does it have to make sense? Half of this shit never makes sense. Just, what's true. Chorging?
Chorging makes a lot of sense to me.
Chorging sounds, what is it? It's an onomatopoeia.
Let's leave it to the people out there. Slide in his DMs. Let them know if torquing is a thing.
Is it torquing or is it torching? But yeah, that was a very fun.
I'm not saying if it is one or the other, because I'm sure there's variants out there.
It's
like
both.
Delta.
There's variants. It's the Delta variant.
Call it whatever you want. It's tight.
If people have never heard of torquing before, let me know. Torking.
That's something.
Oh, it's a K. It's not even a
Q.
Q-U. All right.
Yeah. Torque down.
Cool. Yeah, but I was very good at lighting my farts on fire. And
you were.
I definitely did it every time I possibly could.
And this has been an episode.
And you guys were Bay Area.
Like that.
The suburbs, 45 minutes outside of the Bay Area. And
Tom Hanks.
Where Tom Hanks is
home
from.
Of Tom Hanks.
East Bay Area.
Yeah, Bay Area, 45 minutes away from Oakland. And
where Tom Hanks is not from.
Not 45.
30, but yeah.
But
cool.
So you guys would sag your pants down so fucking far.
Correct.
So your whole asshole is hanging out.
That is
and
correct.
So there's just one tiny little thin piece of fabric between an open flame and your gaping, gas-leaking asshole.
Yes. Well, we thought that was the safe way to do it, because Blake, didn't your dad have a horror story about like when he did it bare-assed and his asshole actually sucked the...
Yeah, you don't do it. You do it through your pants, too.
You
though.
Could do it through your jeans.
His asshole actually sucked the... I don't know if it was your dad who did this, but one of his friends.
Well, this is what I was about to ask you guys.
Well, now that we know your dad listens to the podcast...
So good.
I'm pretty sure it's your dad that this happened to.
And what does he call it?
Dad, it wasn't you. No, that was what I was about to ask you dudes was, I was like, did you hear the urban like legend where some kid kind of was trying to light his fart on fire and the flame sucked up into his asshole and burned his intestines and he got
I believe that 100%.
Right.
You do.
Yeah, no, and I thought that was your dad that happened to.
No, my dad's asshole is fully functioning to my knowledge. Goodbye.
See, so I thought I was being safe by going through the pants, but I think I might have fucked up my ass and caused seepage.
Oh, so this is the root?
Oh.
You have like a charred hole?
Wait.
Yeah, I think this caused... That's right. I can draw a correlation between lighting my farts on fire. And
I thought you were going to say I can draw a picture of my butthole for you.
Freehand from memory.
And it's just a black blob.
Just squat over a mirror and give me a charcoal drawing of it, please. Yeah.
I could draw a picture of my butthole pre and post.
Like holding your nuts up and just kind of, let me just.
Well, yeah, I think it caused seepage. Be careful out there, kids. Just be careful.
Yeah, damn. Careful with torquing or torching or whatever you call it.
And do it, if you're going to do it through your underwear and your shorts or pants or whatever.
At least underwear. Yeah. At least underwear.
So I jerk off in TJ Maxx's.
Dessert.
Blake is a notorious airplane J-O-er.
He's the best.
Pervert.
Always.
Kyle's shits his pants more often than not.
Yeah!
Durs, what's up? What's your thing? Where did you jerk off or what happened with your poops? Or
what's
your
deep, dark secret?
You just pissed on yourself all the time?
Your peas? Or? You got a drip drop peas?
I do love this podcast. Friendship. I don't know. The one
like
quick
truth
thing,
or dare, or like little girls.
Hey,
public.
Where else were you gross or violating? I the one thing that pops in my head. I think I told the story about when I shit at South by Southwest in the shower and then later at the like Converse like giveaway store we were at.
Oh, and we were all together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What happened though? I don't know what happened.
I was there. I didn't tell the story.
I do remember this, and this is adulthood too. So this isn't.
Oh,
this
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
even.
This is-
We were telling like youth, starting the career stories. We were talking just as like 8 years ago or something.
So yeah, after drinking beers for like 48 hours, you know, you're in Austin, you're pounding some Lone Stars. So getting ready for the day, because we kind of get like,
this is important.
This is the way.
We get carted around, right? We get carted around all this stuff. There's kind of like an agenda. So like, hey, shower, meet us down here. So I'm like, all right, I'm in the shower. Like Kyle, I'm like, all right, I got a fart. I'm just going to rip it. I just shit into the shower. And I was like, whoops.
Squirtle.
Just kind of.
Oh, okay.
I think this is why I don't shit in. I'm never forcing farts out. Farts sometimes leak out of me. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, but I didn't want to. That's leaking. Anyway.
No, but diarrhea in the shower is like.
Diarrhea.
So then we go to this Converse like giveaway thing, and it's set up in like a house or something, right? Do you guys remember this? They had like an American flag made out of red, white, and blue shoes. Yeah. And there's two
very
bathrooms.
Cute installment.
There's two bathrooms. One has a line, and I'm like, I'm gonna shit my pants. The other one has no line, right? So I go in that one that's just got a toilet, and I'm like, well, I'll take a piss because we were just slamming beers. So I piss, and on like while I'm pissing, I just shit my underwear, right?
Oh.
And so it's just a toilet. There's not even a sink in there. There's not even a garbage can, right? Fuck. And I'm like,
I'm laughing extra hard because I know out of the four of us, Durs would be the funniest to have this situation happen to.
Yeah. Full, and it's like 95 degrees, and I'm like, okay. So I get my underwear off, and I just bunch them up in my hand. And then I go and I like stand.
Toss him to Isaac.
I go, yeah, I toss him to my manager. I say, manage this.
manage my ass.
And then, or maybe I kept them on. Fuck, I don't know. But I go and stand in the other line for the other bathroom because I see that it's got like full everything in there. And then I get in there.
Chunks of peanut butter.
Get the underwear off, bury it under like all the paper towels that are there. Wash my hands and get the fuck out of there. And then I was just freeballing it for the rest of the day.
Nice.
Fully chafing, you know.
Good job.
No thigh gap here, so.
Good job. Yeah. Sounds like you handled it like a pro.
It sounds like you MacGyvered your diarrhea. Well done, dude.
But here's the one that stuck out in my memories is that I was at church one time, right? And
the one time Durs went to church.
Well, no, my parents took me to hella church as a kid. I just didn't believe it. So
hella church.
So much church.
It was not fun for anybody, including the people there.
Thank you, God.
But so we were like singing.
And I wiped my ass with the homily.
We were getting ready for like singing or choir or something like that. Right. And I'm like, hey, I want to go to the bathroom so I can just bail. And they're like, okay, hurry back. So I go to the bathroom, and they have urinals that go all the way down to the floor. You know those ones, right?
Mm-hmm. The best ones. And they put ice in the bottom of them? Yeah, I love pissing on that ice.
Yeah, those
not,
rock.
Not in this church. Not in this Lord's house.
It wasn't a sports stadium.
So I'm in sweatpants because I'm like 10, I guess. And I just point my dick straight down. I'm like looking up at the ceiling. Like I gotta
get. You're in sweatpants at church?
It's like a youth. Like daytime thing.
Okay, it's like a youth thing. Yeah, you might do a climbing wall or something.
What
bullshit.
Kind of a church is this? That doesn't check out.
I don't know. It was like.
You're a liar.
Yeah. Sweatpants at church? Not at my church.
All right. Anyway, everyone at home's like, this story is so boring. Can we just get through it? So I'm taking a piss, like pointing down at the bottom of the urinal, and I just like kind of look up at the ceiling. And then I look down when I'm done pissing, and I'd pissed all over my sweatpants.
That is a bummer.
You drenched them.
Almost entirely, right? And I'm like,
I feel like I've had that.
I'm yeah.
Like, fuck. So I got like a long shirt because it's Blake. What decade is it?
90s, baby.
Yeah, baby.
It's the
90s.
So I'm like stretching the shirt. There's no way to fucking dry it. I got to go back in there. I go back to like this room where they're doing choir or whatever. And I just sit and I pull my shirt over my knees like they used to do in the 90s. Kids stretch their whatever. And so they were like, okay, we're gonna like get up and do choir. And I was like, I'm not doing it. And they were like, what's your problem? I'm like, I don't want to do it, but I'm like covering my fucking whatever. They're like, fine, you stay there. And then they like went and did it like in front of me, like all like rehearsing the thing. Then like finally she's like, you know what, I've had enough. And it's probably been 20 minutes or a half hour.
It's cool to piss your pants.
And she like grabs my arm. She pulls me up, and I look down, and it's fully dried.
And, thank you, God.
And that's when I was like, this God guy's pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
He's got my back.
My God.
That is the way the Lord works.
Did you believe after that?
No. What I found out was that there was a guy in the urinal holding my dick down that I didn't see. And then the same guy was under my chair the whole time blowing it dry.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's in jail.
Yeah. Now this checks out.
Okay.
This is important.
There we go.
This was an elder.
But I could not believe it was dry. It was crazy. I was like.
I would say that would drive a man to believe in.
That's a miracle.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
I've done.
That's awesome.
Because I got these big ass thighs, right? Sometimes.
Yummy.
Hot.
Sometimes when I sit on a toilet, they press together and then it like wedges my dick up. My dick goes like shlink underneath me. Right. And so then I will.
Wait, what? Underneath you? Hold on a second.
Kyle,
what's up?
Will you draw that, Kyle?
Well, no, I'm trying to draw. I'm trying to figure that out. What are you saying?
Kyle, draw me like one of your buttholes.
Show us. Just show us, like how Blake showed us the fruit basket.
I can't really.
No!
It wedges your dick up underneath your bum?
Yeah, because my legs are pressing together, and I do my best to stick it all the way down, but I'm looking at my phone. I'm not doing, you know. And so, like, this happens to me.
Yeah.
Right. I know exactly. And you shoot through the seat.
And you shoot through the seat and the bottom. And then it hoses the back of your pants.
Yeah.
So it's you pissed yourself, but somehow in the back that I will then grab a hair dryer.
Oh my God.
And just dry them. So right. I think like I've had at parties before where people think I'm just in there blow drying my hair for like 5 minutes.
I'll be right out.
Yeah, and people are like, science. What the fuck? And I'm like, you know, you just act like you pissed yourself.
Just say fix it. Yeah, fixing my hair.
Fixing my hair.
Oh, you mean I pissed myself. I'm using the hair dryer.
Oh yeah, sure. I pissed myself.
Right. Yeah, I was really in there drying the back of my pants.
Yeah, it's because I pissed myself because I got fat thighs and wedged my dick up and it points directly through the little cap.
And they pee out the little tiny hole between the top and the bottom.
If that's any consolation, it happens to everybody. Like it's not. I don't think it has to do with your thighs.
Well, these guys are asking, like, acting like it's never happened.
No, it's not happening to me.
That's because I think it's because the way you're describing it, it's like inconsequential. Like it does. It just if you're taking a piss,
it was more about your thighs.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I imagine why what the issue was.
Yeah.
It's happened to you, Kyle? Because you looked at me like I was a fucking lunatic a minute ago.
Yeah.
You guys didn't see the look at home.
Well, no, I just didn't quite get. I didn't quite get the visual. I didn't quite get it.
Okay, but now that you get it, have you done that to yourself?
I mean, I have. Yes, I've missed the mark. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I like that we're peer pressuring Kyle into admitting he's pissed his pants. Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
You have?
No, I haven't. That's not. Yes, I pissed on my pants while sitting and taking a shit. Right. Sure. Yes, you fucked it up. Like
isn't that crazy? You make it to the toilet and you still piss your pants.
You still piss your pants. Man.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
That's life, brother.
Blake, has that happened to you? That's happened to you before.
Yeah, I've been sitting, peeing, and pissed through the seat.
Okay.
That shit's important.
Yeah, so this is like a global phenomenon that the men aren't talking about. And this is why we have this platform, guys, so we can really get out in front of these hot-button issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the fix, politically?
Yeah.
No dicks.
Well, you don't charge me up.
Charge it up, man.
Oh, do not charge me up.
How do you fix this? Which party is going to fix this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Left, right, up, down? Who knows? I'm too charged.
All right. Hey, before we get too politically charged here, does anybody have any take-backs or apologies? Handouts, refunds.
I would like to apologize right up top. I didn't mean to come at him. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't trying to come at him. I was just trying to get a fun topic going. I just listened to a snippet of the other podcast where Blake told the jerking off to Tomb Raider story, and I'm like, I was like, well, he should talk about that on our podcast.
Yeah, fertile. That's fertile.
That's fertile ground. I wasn't trying to come after you, and so I would like to apologize to Blake because I knew he was on his heels right away. Right, guys? Yeah. We were all kind of going at him, and it felt like he was on his heels, and I don't want him to feel like that.
Right.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's just I know when we kick off a pod with cum, we're going to ride the cum slide the whole way, baby.
We're on that wave.
True.
And those are some of the best.
This, I mean, the name of this one should just be cum and shit, right? Cum and shit.
Ride the cum slide.
This is coming important.
Oh, my God. We're sick.
Ride the cum slide with the boys.
We're sick.
This is important.
We need help.
Hey, we're kind of nasty dudes.
Yeah, I'll apologize to Adam. My bad for just peacing out on the party right when the people I invited got to your place.
True.
Yeah.
I had to get that Hawks game, but it sounds like you handled it like a champion, so I'm proud to say you're my friend.
I think I handled it okay, yeah. Do you think that maybe, and, you know, I haven't gone to any counseling, but maybe there was some deep-seated thing about that's why I came at you unintentionally, maybe a little hard. Maybe that was a vengeance ploy, and I didn't even realize that, you know?
Maybe. I don't know, Adam. You refuse to go to any sort of therapy, so I don't know.
I've never done therapy. I don't know the
and we'll
the
never
right
know.
Terms.
Yeah, we'll never know.
I don't know how that beautiful mind works, brother. Maybe you got me.
Got you, dude.
I'll compliment you, Anders, for handling that shard attack like with grace and. Just being wonderful out there in Austin. Yeah. I was right there next to you, and I don't remember it, and I just can't believe that you handled it and did all that and just...
Yeah.
I told you guys, like, after the fact. I was like...
I don't listen to you that often.
Yes, I remember this story, but vaguely.
And you take
just because you played it so cool.
Grace is what Kyle... The
graceful,
word Kyle
yes,
uses.
Graceful.
Right, grace and composure. Yes. Like, killer grace and composure under shard attack. Killer job.
Really good stuff.
I feel like South By is a pretty good place to have it go down because everyone's drunk.
A lot of people have shit their pants at South by Southwest.
Most people have.
If I had to guess, it was 60% for sure shitting pants.
I'm shitting my pants 95% of my life.
Beautiful.
I do have a take back. I just want to take back all the time I spent in church. If I could just get that back.
Whoa.
Thank you, God.
Even as the hot Lord takes. Reached down with his hot breath and dried your little boy sweatpants off, and this
and
way
still,
to
yeah, and still
look,
nothing.
And here's the deal: like, do I appreciate
this?
That?
Is when he's carrying you. This is when there's one footprint in the sand.
One,
okay?
One footprint in the puddle. Look, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
it was nice. It was a nice try, but it didn't get me. Okay.
Thank you, God.
Perfect.
All right.
Hey, guys. And this has been another episode of
This is Important. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, listeners, this is Important Podcast here, and we've got a serious nugget for you.
If you're into CBD and wellness, check out Lazarus Naturals. They're like the guardians of CBD, overseeing the entire process from their farm in Oregon to the product that arrives at your front door, the CBD Calm Gummies. They're a game changer when it comes to kicking back and relaxing.
Visit their website, LazarusNaturals.com, today, and use promo code THISIS for an exclusive discount. That's LazarusNaturals.com, code THISIS, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.